It's HBR, and I'm Dave Lawrence. In the Asia-Pacific, the news continues to be grim on the island of Borneo. Experts from one country's wildlife department are desperately trying to save the life of an extraordinarily rare, critically endangered animal, one of only nine in captivity anywhere in the world. We followed her story for weeks and have an update today. In Malaysian Borneo, since mid-December, wildlife officials have struggled to save the life of Iman the Sumatran rhino. Iman is one of two of the critically endangered animals living at a wildlife reserve under the care of the nonprofit Borneo Rhino Alliance and Malaysia's Sabah Wildlife Department. Captured in the wild in 2014, she has suffered from medical complications relating to a uterine tumor. The tumor burst, causing heavy bleeding starting December 14th. Iman initially refused to come into her indoor nighttime quarters, remaining in her preferred space, a mud wallow outdoors, where she refused food and treatment for days. Coaxed into her night quarters December 18th, vets began trying to feed her and conduct exams and medical treatment. While she did begin to eat, the bleeding didn't stop, and after consultations with experts around the world, last week the team caring for her concluded that the endoscopic cauterizing of the bleeders inside her was too risky of a procedure to undertake, and that there wasn't anyone capable of performing it, considering how weak she was. The Star Online reported yesterday that experts from the United States, Africa, and Germany all have consulted with her caregivers in Malaysia. And with surgery ruled out, Sabah Wildlife Department Director Augustine Tuga told the news source, "We will use non-invasive means to reduce the bleeding," adding that the rarest of rhinos is sometimes lethargic as she loses significant amounts of blood each day, sleeping half the day, eating the food provided for her several times a day, about 15 kilograms total. He said caregivers were hand-feeding her, and that while fruits had medicine inserted into them, they did include her favorite, a certain kind of wild mango that her caregivers picked from the jungle around the Taban Wildlife Reserve, where she and a lone male rhino live. Not allowed into her mud wallow, she's being packed with mud three times a day in her night quarters, as you can see in a post that we have today on this story at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. Her keepers cannot risk letting her into her mud wallow, where she could again deny treatment. For now, her vets and caregivers will continue the non-invasive treatment in her night quarters. Director Tuga told the Malay online news source, quote, "We hope that this will allow her time to heal and probably stop the bleeding." It's member-supported Hawaii Public Radio.